Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
You came in out of the sun.
Oh, good. Was that a kicker yesterday?
I thought I was melting away.
Yes.
Not in the house, but I was outside a lot.
No, it was hot in my house as the day, you know, as the day went on. You know, whatever, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So how's the weather in Texas?
Oh, bright and sunny. And 90, yesterday was 96, I think.
Oh, geez.
What today supposed to be?
We're whining because it got into the 90s over here.
Was it 90?
Oh, yes. It was 95 at time that was. It was, you know, too late in the day for it to be 95.
Supposed to be 90 today. I don't know if it was 90 over here.
Oh, you probably have that wind.
We do. We have a little breeze.
Yeah.
Mostly all the time.
We get one as the sun goes down. Oh, always, you know, that kind of encourages you.
It was hot here in Olympia yesterday. Got to, I think 96 or something like that.
Yep. See,
we're always warmer down here than you up north are.
Yeah, you guys are in the south.
Yeah. Like Mary Lou, huh?
Well, I don't know about that. I was out there. I had to pluck my beans yesterday, but by the time I get weeds pulled and water going, it's 2 or 3 hours, or I think it was like 4 yesterday out there.
Yeah, and if you don't start, I'm barely making it early in the morning. You know, I can get up when it first gets light and get out and get an hour in before now. And because it's, you know, workable weather.
I put that coconut oil on my arms and my face. I put it everywhere. And I was out there long enough to really get smack in the middle of the sun, and I didn't burn. I don't burn easily anyway, but I think I would have burned.
Well, my experiment, one arm, there is a difference. There is a difference, and but it doesn't keep on going, that difference. In other words, you know, you can tell, you know, one looks like the Sahara Desert, and the other one, you know, looks like, you know, Rocky Mountains or something. I know. One of them is has less deep
lines,
creases, you know. I'm an old person with, you know, wrinkles. I don't know how to explain. Anyway, I can see a difference, but I could see that in 24 hours, and it hasn't continued to get greater. The difference has not continued to get greater. So whatever it does do, it does it right away.
I think I would agree with it, just putting it on both arms. I don't see the difference. I see the difference from before.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And be quick.
I could take a picture if I want to be somewhat scientific, I guess. Okay.
Don't think that picture would lie, huh?
Good morning, everybody. We're here for our health style call, and we have our treat with Monty today, and so here's Monty.
Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure being here with you. I'm glad some of you are awake and up and running, and some of you even been up for a little while longer, enjoying the nice weather here in the Pacific Northwest. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that call, no matter where you're from, whether you're on the WebEx or on the landline. We appreciate you being here, and we hope that we can give you some information that will be beneficial towards your health. As you know, our mission is to teach and practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. That's so true. We basically all want to live as long as we can live and be as healthy as we can be and not have diseases and problems that occur, and particularly one of my main goals is to stay out of the nursing home as long as I possibly can, and really never get into a nursing home situation. And the only way I feel that I can do that for me, and that is to be as healthy as I can be by eating the proper foods and getting the proper exercise and doing all the things that I know, particularly with so many pollutants and toxins and everything else in today's society that our future, that our generations that have come before us didn't necessarily have. And a lot of them live long lives and healthy lives and ate their food right out of their vegetable gardens that they made themselves and canned and baked and did all kinds of things and didn't eat all the processed foods that we're eating today. So I've learned a lot in this program, and I really appreciate it being here and accessible to me on a daily basis, so Monday through Friday. And also, if you have missed some calls and want to know more about what's kind of going on, you can always go to allswell.org, allswell.org, and catch up on the calls if you'd like. So what I try to do here on Friday, and that is try to start the week off real quick with in regards to what we kind of discussed on during the week. I know there's a lot of golden nuggets that I find, and I'm sure there's a lot of golden nuggets that I missed, and that's why I feel it's important for those that hear a subject to go back and possibly that day and re-listen to the program. But on basics, Mary Lou is our host, and we talk about basics. And, you know, I find that to be real true about a lot of things, whether it's football, sports, whether it even be, I'll even say religion, even certain things that we learn in our lives, that sometimes we get away from the basics. And when we start to get away from the basics, then things start to slide a little bit, and we don't really do the things that we need to be doing. And that's what Mary Lou talks about on Mondays. And I think it's very important, and the basics are pretty well much the journaling that we do, starting out with the journaling, and when we do the journaling that Mary Lou talks about, and it's so important. Also, on Monday, Doug talked about his diet in Japan after about 9 years when he lived over there, and his return to the Western diet, and how his basically health has started to decline, which we all know that the Western diet will really do that to people that have been eating more healthy. Mary Lou also talked about our body balance and the greenzymes being alkaline, and that's very important. Also the chlorophyll that is in greenzymes is important also. We had some excellent discussion on coconut oil and different costs of products. We're all kind of interested in saving as much money as we possibly can, so there was quite a bit of conversation that day in regards to coconut oil and the different kinds, whether it be fat or fat-free or whether it be certain brands, and that was very important also. We don't do anything. We just shouldn't eat anything with soy in it, so we need to try to avoid soy. And how do we do that? Basically reading labels. One of the things I found out, I went to Trader Joe's yesterday, and I am drinking coconut water, and I looked at the regular coconut water, and all it had in it was just basically coconut water. I picked up the same brand with it was chocolate coconut water as an example, and in reading the label, it had about six more items on the ingredients. And one of the ingredients was carnagina or whatever how it's pronounced. And we know that's not good for our bodies. So here I looked at basically the same product, but because one was different than the other one had the bad stuff in it, then the other one didn't. So please read the labels, and we find that so particular true. Also, Tuesday, Karen, is our terrific and transparent Tuesday, where we talk about our points and how we've been doing over the week, good or need some help in certain situations. Karen is really doing good in drinking her water now. She's drinking more of it than she did before, which she's find beneficial. And Joan talked about her experiment with coconut oil on her skin, which she talked about earlier this morning on the call before the call started, and she sees a good result there. Ruth talked about her also skin and was responding, how her skin is responding to coconut oil. Karen talked about macular degeneration and how that multivitamins and how they are used and so important in our body and why we need it. And she talked about smoking is bad for your for your eyes. And she talked about some things that are basically good for the eyes, and that was beta-carotene, gluten, xylophane, omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, and vitamin D. And she talked about how we need to eat a diet basically in green vegetables, nuts, fruits, fish, and limit harmful fats as much as we can. And she gave some anti-aging tips, also beneficial in regards to the way we eat. She also ended the program on that particular day about educating family and friends and how it's so important that as we learn, as we go on this program and learn more information in regards to health and different ways of accomplishing that we need to share that with our friends and family. And I think that's very, very important because knowledge is important. Until that knowledge is put into effect, it's recently not too much value. Ruth talked on Wednesday about a new subject that a lot of us are interested in. It was called basically digestion. And it said to digest and absorb or not was basically the main feature. And she talked about how the digestive tract pretty much well starts in the mouth and the esophagus, and then it goes to the stomach, the small intestines, large intestines, and then the bowel area, rectum area. And one of the things that when she talked about that, I got to thinking to myself, you know, before we can make any movement in our body, our brain needs to send that signal. And I got to thinking one day about how a comment was, boy, you know, if you ever walk into some place and you could smell the food and it just smelled good, and you might have said to yourself, and you might have thought, boy, my mouth's starting to water and do whatever. Well, that's true. And because basically when we get that smelling sensation of food or whatever, the brain actually kicks in and starts all those digestive tract things working in the way they need to work. And I find that to be very, very true, is that the brain is a very vital, important fact in our life and controls a lot of things that we do. She talked about the gastrointestinal tract. Gastrointestinal tract is the largest part of our immunity system. And that was something that I don't think a lot of us knew. And she talked about to absorb vegetables, they need to be chewed. And that's basically very important. The reason for that is to break down the outside of the cellular vegetable or whatever it is that we're eating, protein or whatever. And in order to chew, we get for better absorption. If we just gulp and eat our food, and I know that's one of my problems. My mother always, over the years of my life, always said to me, "Monty, slow down. You just gulp your food down." Mother was a very slow eater, and all of her life she was a very, very thin person. But yet very healthy in her younger days. The subject came up about should you drink water while eating your meals, and one of the things that we found out that basically that our body, the food in our body, when it's in our stomach, does need water to basically help get the mixture moving and doing the right things. And I'm going to talk a little bit about water here a little later in the program. But our mouth is the first start of digestion. Bacteria in the mouth can get into the blood vessels and cause inflammation. We know that inflammation is not very good for our bodies overall. Since we started this new program in January, that how inflammation can really create some bad situations. Plaque, you know, can even get in our blood vessels, can be found they've taken and cultured blood, and they found out that by culturing blood that they found out that plaque was basically in the blood vessels, and we know that plaque in the blood vessels isn't important. We know she talked about how bacteria lives on sugar. You know, no matter basically, and I find that to be real true, is that bacteria love sugar. It's almost like an addicted to it, like a person would be addicted to cocaine. It needs the sugar in order to survive. And when we don't give our body the sugar, a lot of the bacteria that we get in it will not survive, the bad bacteria will not survive. She talked about sterilizing toothbrushes for 2 minutes before each use, and I've not heard that before. But it does make common sense, you know, because when we put that toothbrush in our mouth, in a lot of cases we do have bacteria in that, and we scrub it around and whatever, and that's why it would be important to sterilize those if it's at all possible. She talks about Ken's indigestion and how that's very important. She talked about lactoferrin gold and why that's real important. And then she took the call on Thursday, which Nancy usually does. And she went into digestion part two, and she started the program of what do we know and what don't we know, and how things we are learned daily and how things change, technology changes, and why it's nice and important to be able to keep up on new things, and new information on soy as an example, and how we need to be aware. And when we hear something on this call that if we want to get into it a little bit further, we need to, as individuals, investigate that to see, to basically have for validation and things like that. Food is important to our GI tract. In other words, if we don't eat the right foods, acid, alkaline, those type of things, that it's very, very important. And our GI tract responds to the food that we eat on a daily basis. Also, she talked about, don't forget the teeth fillings. In other words, the mercury that is in some of our old possible tooth fillings that we've had in our mouth, and how it would be so important to get that out of our mouth, and how there are certain doctors, dentists, that do that in regards to removing mercury from our mouths and our fillings, because it's very, very important that that be done. Acid reflux is a problem she talked about for a lot of people. She talked about curcumin and her heparin, something like that, in regards to how that's so important for acid reflection. She talked about apple cider vinegar and water, how it basically, if you have indigestion, if you put a little bit of apple cider vinegar with a little bit of water in and drink and put it in your mouth and drink it, that basically that will help with digestion. Because we found that basically upset stomachs and that sort of stuff comes from there's not enough acid in the body, where a lot of people, if they have problems like that, they reach over and grab a Tums and take a Tums, but it really doesn't solve the problem. She talked about the Kenzen Digestion, which I talked about earlier, but the Kenzen Digestion 4-20, and I'll talk a little bit about that a little later also. Chew foods better. And I think that's so important. We need to just chew our foods because we basically, it absorbs, when it gets down to where it needs to be absorbed, it's got a head start and it really does what it's supposed to do. Donna told us that there are two types of acid reflux. Ruth mentioned the liver is the largest organ in our body and why that's so important. And why is all this information so important? And it basically is the more that we understand how our body functions, it helps her to be more aware of basically her body and how it functions, and I think that's true. Also on Thursday, Linda asked a question in regards to what was the difference between cold and warm water, and we got some good conversation in regards to that. So that's kind of where our week was last week, so I'll try to get into it. So does anybody have anything you'd like to say that possibly you learned last week in last week's call that was important to you? I feel a nugget for you. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to expand a little bit on what Ruth talked about, the Kenzen Digestion and 420. Does anybody know why it's called Digestion 420?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure all of us don't, probably.
Well, the four basically things that it has to deal with is in regards to the four things that we put in our body, from basically from carbohydrates to fat to fiber and to protein. That's the four. And the 20 stands for basically that there's 20 enzymes in there that are most beneficial to the body. And one of the two most beneficial items in there, particularly if we have any kind of protein, and that is the broline and the papain. And the broline basically comes from pineapple stems, and the papain basically comes from papayas. And if you look at the amount of that on your label of the particular product, the digestion, you'll find that it's very, very, very high in that sort of stuff. Now, one of the things people think about when they talk about protein is realize that we also get protein from vegetable products. So that's one of the good reasons. Is an example of a good meat tenderizer. When you put, basically all tenderizers that you buy on the market today have the broline in it, and the reason it does, it breaks down the cellular structure of the meat, which basically makes it easier to digest within the body, and plus it also tenderizes the meat. And I thought that was kind of important. And when you look at the amount of broline and papain that is in our digestive product, you'll realize basically how important and how all those enzymes are what we really need for our body. Now, why do we need the enzymes? because any time we can get the food into our body, the enzymes work the way they're supposed to work. They help with digestion, but more important with digestion, they help with absorption. And one of the things, the reason we take vitamins and minerals and we think about those type of things is we want those in our body because we know the most valuable thing we can have is nutrition in our body. And if we don't get that vitamin and minerals and other things within our body, we don't really function the way that our body really needs to function. Also, in regards to, Linda asked a question in regards to water. What should we be drinking, cold water or warm water? And she made a real good point, and we had some discussion on that. So I kind of thought to myself, well, I need to do a little bit of research. So what I did, I jumped on the computer, and I found a site that I think is real nice. It's called Ask. Ask is the site that I was on, and you basically type in the question you want answered. And so I put in basically cold or warm water, what's better? And here's the results I got, which I think was, I get done with this whole thing, I found it to be very, very interesting. This goes on to say that is drinking cold water bad for you? Does the temperature of the water matter at all? Believe it or not, it does matter whether you're drinking cold or warm water. Cold water is not as good for hydration as room temperature. The theory is that the cold water causes the blood vessels surrounding the stomach to shrink, slowing absorption. One theory, basically, upon which medical researchers have varying opinions, and that's one thing I want to talk to you about research, is you can go in and research something, you can always find good or bad or whatever based upon the biases of the individual that are doing the particular research. But it goes on to say that one theory upon which medical researchers have varying opinions regarding whether drinking cold water is good for you as drinking tepid water, that's warm water, particularly when you are exercising. Some doctors suggest that the temperature of your body temperature water is better than cold water because the body has to expend energy to heat cold water to body temperature. We talked about that a little bit the other day when we talked about water, and that was that basically that the body, to take warm water, basically a cup of warm water in your body, because the body does have to function itself through that digestion process, uses about 8 calories. Cold water, if you drink cold water, it says it's sufficiently a little bit more, not a whole large more. What is clear is most people who drink cold water are likely to consume more of it. And Mary Lou happened to talk about that. She said that how when she drinks cold water, she can consume more than if she drinks warm water. And since it tends to taste better, it is more satisfying. Even if drinking cold water results in marginal water loss, the water you will probably drink will help make up for this. And when it talks about water loss, and that's due to things from urination, perspiration, sweat, and other things within our body. So the problem is that as cold drinks pass through our system, it goes on to say that they solidify the fats from the foods we have just eaten or are eating at present. This makes the body find it harder to digest and disperse the unwanted fats from our body. Well, I have two theories in regards to that myself, and I know I can take, for instance, coconut oil, and I can immediately put it on my skin, and just because of the temperature of my body, that will immediately start to melt. So I have some different theories possibly about that, or my own thing. Also, it talks about how hot water and warm water relaxes the body. So if, you know, and the cold water might be more refreshing, but it may disrupt our vocal cords. And that's why singers always drink room temperature water. And I thought that was kind of a curiosity, and why do singers and opera people and that type of stuff drink a lot of warm water, basically, with honey in it. The best indicator, of course, is whether your body is getting enough water is the urine color. What's the color of your urine? If your urine is dark yellow, chances are you're not getting enough water. If you pass clear to very light colored yellow urine, your fluid intake is adequate. Remember that urine color in the morning will also be a little darker. So then I typed in the question, is it healthy to drink cold water? And here was kind of some of the responses. It says cold water is a healthy drink since the human body is about 60%. It talks about the stomach. When you drink cold water versus warm water, it leaves the stomach faster and thereby reaches your blood more quickly to counter dehydration. And basically, cold water cools you from with by absorbing your heat as it warms to your body temperature. Whether you drink cold water or on hot days or before, during, and after exercise, it will help regulate the body temperature and keep your body hydrated. And I think that's one of the main things that I've come to through all this information pretty much is that if you exercise, our body temperature increases, and that's why possibly cold water could be better than warm water to help bring that core temperature of our body back to normal as quick as possible. So that is beneficial in particularly hot days and after you've exercised. And then I asked the question, drinking cold water after eating, and the water, and it says basically that drinking water immediately after a meal usually aids digestion. And water and other liquids help to break down the solid food. If you want to improve your digestion, choices, soups, and large servings of water-rich foods like vegetables and fruit are beneficial. A daily water intake. It says if you enjoy having a glass of cold water after a meal, use it as part of your daily fluid intake. According to the Mayo Clinic, most adults should have at least 8 or 9 cups of water. Basically, this is just a little bit more than 2 liters. And why do we need that much? Basically, and that is like we've learned earlier on some calls, is that our body secretes moisture in just normal activity of the body, almost 2 quarts of water, basically. So if we don't replace that water into our body, whether it be cold or warm water, basically what happens is we head for dehydration, and that's not good. It talks about cold water and headaches. If you have a tendency for migraines or headaches, drinking water at room temperature will be advisable. So I find that to be very, very important. And then I ask the question, does drinking cold water help speed up your metabolism? And it says, goes on to say that a speedier metabolism could translate to a thinner you. To get one, some people use risky and dangerous methods, which may leave you wondering if something as simple as sipping water could do the trick. In truth, drinking cold water could help you lose weight, employing additional methods will ensure you have greater results. And it goes again, it talks about recommended. It talks about fats. And here we go into that theory that drinking cold water may increase your metabolism rate as the body works to heat the fluid to your core temperature. And that makes basically sense to me, and that's why it burns a little bit more calories. It takes a little bit more energy, which is calories, to basically bring your cold water to body temperature water. Then again, it talks about consumption and how that's basically so important. And one of the things about it says that, in fact, by the time if you feel thirsty, it goes on to say here that basically you've already lost around 2% of your body weight and will likely feel fatigued as a result. And basically what that is the first sign of dehydration. So when we get dehydrated and our body tells us we become thirsty, once you get the signal of thirsty, usually you're already headed for dehydration. That's why it's so important to just drink water as much as possible during the day. And whether it be in small amounts or large amounts, it's just beneficial. Then I asked the questions, what are the benefits of drinking warm water? Well, one of the first things it talked about was that basically cleansing the digestive system. And it says drinking warm water helps to efficiently clean out the bowels. According to Dr. Michael Pico from the Mayo Clinic, it says water and other liquids help break down the food in your stomach and keep your digestive system in track. Drinking warm water instead of cold may help break down the food substance even faster, which makes them easier to digest. When the digestive system does not have to work as hard to break down foods, it uses less energy, which results in improved health. Talks about flushing out toxins. Now that warm water, basically, toxins that are circulating through our body can lead to a plethora of serious health conditions, and that warm water basically is beneficial to the kidneys, and that the kidneys that undergo detoxifying effects when you drink warm water. In other words, just drinking warm water is one way to help to get the toxins and stuff basically out of our kidneys. It basically says that warm water enhances stamina and performance, and because of the body in regards to less energy. Then I asked the question, does drinking hot water help you lose weight? And the answer basically is hot versus cold. Even though drinking water, whether hot or cold, is good for you, the closer to body temperature the water is that you consume, the easier your body will digest it. Hot water makes your digestive system work smoothly, and it improves blood circulation. Plus, drinking too much cold water can overstimulate the kidneys. It makes, in other words, cold water makes the kidneys work more than they would if you were drinking warmer water, with such as like tea and anything that you would heat up in regards to putting a solution into it. So it talks about the water's effect. Drinking water such as used in tea may help digest fats because it says it keeps the fats in a liquid state. I think pretty well much, I don't know if I agree with that or not, but ice water, it talks about, many prefer the taste, which we've talked about. Warm water is not necessarily worse than cold water. However, when you're exercising, it's better to drink cold water. Dehydration, according to the Mayo Clinic, dehydration can occur in any situation in which you lose more fluids than you take in, and intense fever, so forth. And, you know, I found that so true. We talked about this earlier in one of the programs, that pretty well much, that basically when we get dehydrated, that bad things happen to our body, and that most of us, in most cases, don't even, particularly in the aged people, they don't drink enough water, and that's why they have the systemic infections in their body, and that they find that one of the things that are on a lot of death certificates is is part of the reason for the death of the individual, because the infections that occur because of that, because they don't get enough water to flush out the toxins and so forth in our body. So I guess the answer to is cold water better or warm water better for you? I think that, again, decides upon us as individuals and how we particularly feel about things and what is more beneficial to our body. Understanding that our bodies are all different. Some of us need more water than others, and that always goes to the weight of what we are as we today on how much water should we should be drinking. But I guess the question is still there. What is better for you, hot water or cold water? And I guess I find in certain situations they both, no matter what you do, just to make sure that you're drinking water, because that's one of the most important, and I'll call it nutrients, that our body can basically get. And, of course, we have our waterfall and our PIMAG waterfall and sports bottle and things like that, to where we have the opportunity that a lot of other people don't have in drinking some of the best water that could possibly be found around, and that is good, pure, plain water that is alkalized, because our body does need to be as close to alkaline as we possibly can get it. Anybody have any comments?
That was a great rundown. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
I have one thing, one observation. This is a personal observation, and maybe you could check this out with the ask, or I will. One of the personal triggers to me that I need to drink water is the desire to eat something salty. And I don't know what that's all about, except if you eat something salty, you do drink water, but, I mean, at least I do, so I'd be curious if other people find, and if I think of something salty, you know, if I want to eat something salty and drink water, I don't want to eat anything salty anymore.
Well, that's true, and I think you brought up another subject, is what we don't, you know, we sometimes, and some of us have on this program talked about it, but that is a simple fact that any time our body needs salt. And because our body talks to us and tells us things, that's one of the important factors. And in water, and Dr. Fife talks a little bit pretty much about that in regards to his detoxification program and so forth, that water is very important in our body, and how it's, if you don't have the salt content in our bodies that our body requires, that it will create certain situations. And I think and just like you said, Joan, one of the things that people do when they get hungry, they go for food. And one of the main things they should do instead of going for food, and that would be a nice, good drink of water. Because if you drink water, of course, it fills us up, our stomach up, and we don't feel quite so hungry. And particularly in before we eat a meal, they claim it's best to drink water. And then we've also heard today that drinking water after a meal is also beneficial because it goes down into the body and helps the digestion process. So I think you're right on, and it's nice that you listen to your body and know what that means to you.
Yeah. It's always the case if I think about, you know, like tomatoes with salt, or you know, or add a little more salt into the salad, you know, the top of salad or something or whatever, and it's like a little bell that rings in my drinks, and I notice, oh gee, I'm 3 hours behind in water, or 4 hours behind in water.
Okay. Well, for potassium to do the things that it needs to do in our body, and we all know how potassium is great for us, it one of the things that helps potassium work, and that is salt. Mm. And that's why the mm-hmm. balance between the potassium and our salt intake in our body is so important, to actually get the benefit of potassium out of our body that we need to get so that it can do what it needs to do. And we all know that potassium is very, very important. If you don't have enough potassium in your body, you don't live too long.
Yeah, inside the cells. Mm-hmm.
Yep, very important. Anybody else have any comments or suggestions? Well, I'd like to thank Linda for speaking up and asking the question yesterday, and I know Ruth had talked about it a little bit in talking about digestion, is water better, good for you to be drinking for digestion? So I think we're kind of know that it is good for digestion, that helps it out, and how important water is, and whether it be warm water or cold water, the idea is to drink what you need to drink on a daily basis, and when we do that, we'll stay hydrated, and that's the most important thing that we can possibly do. Dehydration, of course, causes the brain to get a little foggy, and I know I've run into situations like that myself, and I know that I've put myself in a dehydrated situation thinking I was drinking enough water, but I found out here not too long ago that I still wasn't drinking enough water based upon the weight of my body, and that I needed to replace it, the loss, even before I got to a hydrated stage. If I'm not replacing that water into my body, and you know, and I just love our waterfall and our Neken water systems, because I know that because the magnetism, it breaks down the molecule of the water itself, which allows it to get into our cells quicker and is absorbed quicker into our bodies, which carries the nutrients that our body basically needs to get to where it needs to be. So if nobody has any other comments, Ruth will be with us again. Mary Lou will be here with us on Monday, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Smile. Hug somebody. And know that what you're learning on this particular program can and could be beneficial to your body, but we're all different. So absorb the information that you receive and then put it to benefit for your best health that you possibly can have. So other than that, have a good day. We'll talk to y'all on Monday.
Excellent. Thank you, Monty.
Thank you, Monty.
Thank you all.
Great weekend, everybody.
Same to you all.